Continue our study in the book of Psalms, and we are in Psalm 21 today, and I read to you the entire Psalm. There are 13 verses, and then we will study verses 1 to 7. Psalm 21. To the choir master, a psalm of David. O Lord, in your strength the king rejoices, and in your salvation how greatly he exults. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with rich blessings. You set a crown of fine gold upon his head. He asked life of you, you gave it to him. He asked life of you, you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your salvation. Splendor and majesty you bestow on him. For you make him most blessed forever. You make him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the steadfast love of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand will find out all your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. You will make them as a blazing oven when you appear. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, and their offspring from among the children of man. Though they plan evil against you, though they devise mischief, they will not succeed. For you will put them to flight. You will aim at their faces with your bows. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. Now, when we were in our study of Psalm 20, we said that Psalm 20 and Psalm 21 go together. Psalm 20 is a prayer before the battle, and Psalm 21 is giving of praise after the victory in the battle. Now, it is possible that King David and the people celebrated a day of national thanksgiving. And most likely they used this psalm, Psalm 21, a psalm of praise for the victory that God gave in battle. They had prayed for specific blessings, and God had granted answer to their prayers. So now was the time to praise God for answered prayers. There's an important lesson for us as believers here to learn. Answered prayer should always be acknowledged by fervent praise to God. Answered prayer should always be acknowledged by fervent praise to God. Let's remember that God alone deserves praise. He alone deserves the glory when our prayers are answered, because He is the one who gives the victory. This psalm is a hymn of praise. It begins and it closes with praise for God's strength that is granted to his anointed king and the army of Israel. Look at verse 1, Psalm 21 verse 1. O Lord, in your strength the king rejoices, and in your salvation how greatly he exults. And the last verse, Psalm 21 verse 13. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power. Now David knew that the strength for the battle came from the Lord, and he rejoiced in the strength that God gave him. God gives us strength to walk, strength to build, strength to battle. So we too can rejoice in the strength that God gives us. Now in verses 8 to 12 of the psalm, Psalm 21, it prophetically speaks about victory. And only the Messiah could give that kind of victory prophesied in verses 8 to 12. So the Jewish Targum, which is the originally spoken Aramaic translation of the Hebrew Bible, it states that this psalm is about King Messiah. This psalm is about King Messiah. Of course, David is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 21, verses 1 to 7, looks back and celebrates past victories. Psalm 21, verses 8 to 12, prophetically looks ahead in anticipation of victories. And Psalm 21 verse 13 looks up, exalting the Lord, the giver of victories. Psalm 21 verses 1 to 7 is our study for this evening. verses 1 to 7. O Lord, in your strength the king rejoices, and in your salvation how greatly he exults. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with rich blessings. You set a crown of fine gold upon his head. He asked life of you. You gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your salvation. Splendor and majesty you bestow on him. For you make him most blessed forever. You make him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the steadfast love of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Here we find the people of Israel and King David, both the people and the king, addressing the Lord and thanking him for his answer to their prayers. Now let's compare Psalm 21 verse 1 with Psalm 21 verse 5. And you find the word your salvation, your salvation. Psalm 21 verse 1. O Lord, in your strength the king rejoices, and in your salvation how greatly he exults. Verse 5, Psalm 21. His glory is great through your salvation. Splendor and majesty you bestow on him. Then let's compare Psalm 21 verse 2 with Psalm 20 verse 4. Psalm 21 verse 2. You have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. In Psalm 20 verse 4, may he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. So you see, they had prayed for salvation there. That was their heart's desire, and God granted. Then let's compare Psalm 21 verse 5 with Psalm 20 verse 5. Psalm 21 verse 5, his glory is great through your salvation. Splendor and majesty you bestow on him. Psalm 20 verse 5, may we shout for joy over your salvation, and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. So they prayed for salvation. That was their heart's desire, and God gave them victory. Now that word salvation in Psalm 21 verse 1 and Psalm 21 verse 5 means deliverance. It means victory. David had prayed for victory, and the people also prayed for deliverance, and God gave them deliverance. Now David had prayed that his life would be spared. Psalm 21 verse 4, he asked life of you. You gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. The Lord answered David. In Psalm 21 verse 2, you have given him his heart's desire, and have not withheld the request of his lips. So the people had prayed too, and God answered. Psalm 20 verse 1, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. So the people are also praying, and God has answered. Psalm 20 verse 6, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Now this blessing of victory was part of God's covenant with David. Remember 2 Samuel chapter 7, where God makes the covenant with David. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 16, and your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. David rejoiced in God's salvation, and we too must rejoice in the deliverance that God has given us. The greatest deliverance that we have experienced as born-again Christians is the deliverance from the domain of darkness, the deliverance from the clutches of the evil one. Colossians chapter 1 verses 12 to 14. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We must rejoice in our salvation. We must rejoice in the deliverance that God has given us. Luke chapter 10, verses 19 to 20. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. What does that mean? These are evil spirits, demonic spirits. Verse 20 says, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. If we look back on our lives, we will find God's goodness and mercy following us. There's so much to thank God for. So much of blessing He has blessed us with. Psalm 23 verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And if we look ahead, God is meeting us with goodness. Psalm 21 verse 3, the New King James Version says, for you meet Him with the blessings of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold upon His head. All of this has been fulfilled for us in the Lord Jesus Christ, because we are the children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The King James Version of Psalm 21 verse 3 says, Psalm 21 verse 3, the King James Version, for thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. The word translated prevent in Psalm 21 verse 3 in the King James Version, it actually means to see to it beforehand. To see to it beforehand, that's what it means. Psalm 79 verse 8, again in the King James Version it says, Psalm 79 verse 8, oh remember not against us former iniquities. Oh remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. The ESV translates this verse saying, Psalm 79 verse 8, do not remember against us our former iniquities. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us, for we are brought very low. So the Lord meets us. And the Lord meets us to remind us that He is the one who fights for us. He is ahead of us. Remember, we learned earlier, the Lord met Joshua before the battle of Jericho. Joshua chapter 5 verses 13 to 15. To actually show Joshua, to tell Joshua who is fighting the battle. Joshua 5 verses 13 to 15. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, no, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so. Again, remember we studied Melchizedek, a type of Christ, the king of Salem, and the priest of the God Most High. He met Abraham after the battle with the kings in Genesis chapter 14. In Genesis 14 verses 18 to 20, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. In the same way, God went before David and welcomed David to the battlefield and gave David the victory. God went ahead of David, welcomed him to the battlefield and gave him the victory. The NIV version says in Psalm 21 verse 3, you came to greet him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. The fact that God goes before us, the fact that God goes before his obedient children into the battlefield, that's tremendous encouragement for us. So we need never fear. The Lord himself fights our battles, and he is the one who gives us the promised victory. Exodus 13 verse 21. What a beautiful verse. Exodus 13 verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. Exodus 13 verse 22. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. Exodus 14, 24. And in the morning watch, the Lord in the pillar of fire and of cloud looked down on the Egyptian forces and threw the Egyptian forces into a panic. You see, he throws confusion into the enemy's camp. He's the one who watches. He's the one who fights the battle for us. And he's the one who's ahead of us. He's behind us. He surrounds us with the joy of his presence. The Bible says his glory is our rear guard. So the nation saw all of this. The nation saw God's hand upon the people of Israel. In fact, Moses speaks of this when he intercedes for Israel. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 14, Moses is interceding for Israel because Israel has sinned against God. And in that prayer, in Numbers 14, verse 14, Moses says, And they will tell the inhabitants of this land, they have heard that you, O Lord, are in the midst of this people. For you, O Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands over them. And you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day, and in a pillar of fire by night. You see, Moses is telling God, the nations around us have seen your presence with us. And they know that you are God who fights our battles. Psalm 48 verses 12 to 14. Walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever. The New King James Version says in Psalm 48 verse 14, the New King James Version, Psalm 48 verse 14, for this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. You see, death for a believer is actually great victory. Psalm 116 verse 15 says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 55. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The Lord is ahead of us in the battle, and he guides us in the battle. So we need not fear. We don't have to fear death anyway, because we are absent from the body, we are present with the Lord. Psalm 77 verse 20. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. John 10 verse 4. When he has brought all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 1 and 2. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Psalm 21 verse 3 speaks about a crown. Psalm 21 verse 3, for you meet him with the blessings of goodness, you set a crown of pure gold upon his head. Now the crown is probably symbolic of God's special blessings of goodness upon David. Psalm 21 verse 5, his glory is great through your salvation, splendor and majesty you bestow on him. So the crown probably is symbolic of God's special blessings of goodness upon David. We can compare this verse with Psalm 8 and verse 5. Psalm 21 verse 5, we can compare with Psalm 8 and verse 5. Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. Psalm 8 verse 5. To David, the victory that God gave was like a second coronation, assuring him that he was indeed God's anointed. Similarly, every victory that we experience over the world, the flesh, and the devil gives us great assurance that we have God's anointing upon us. Psalm 21 verse 4 speaks of length of days. Length of days. Psalm 21 verse 4, he asked life of you, you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. And Psalm 21 verse 6 speaks of blessings forever. Psalm 21 verse 6, for you make him most blessed forever. You make him glad with the joy of your presence. All of this reminds us of the covenant that God made with David in 2 Samuel chapter 7. God promised David victory. God promised David rest from his enemies. 2 Samuel 7 verse 29. Now therefore may it please you to bless the house of your servant so that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing shall the house of your servant be blessed forever. Ultimately, all of this is fulfilled in the Messiah, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. He has blessed us forever. 2 Samuel 7 verse 16. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. 2 Samuel 7 verse 13. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. So all of this is fulfilled in the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. And he has blessed us forever. So all of this points to the Messiah. Remember, the angel Gabriel spoke to Mary And he said, Luke 1, verse 30 to 33. Luke 1, 30 to 33. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Psalm 10 verse 16. "The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations perish from his land." Psalm 48 verse 14. "That this is God, our God forever and ever. He will guide us forever." Praise God. Every born-again Christian is a part of that eternal kingdom, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can experience the joy of being the children of his kingdom while we live here on earth. We can experience victory over the world, the flesh and the devil, and we can manifest his kingdom here on earth. We can experience the victory that the king gives us against the enemy. We can walk in victory in this world, manifesting the kingdom while we live, because he lives in and through us. Psalm 133 verse 3 speaks about the unity among God's people. Psalm 133 verse 3. And there you find the blessing. Psalm 133 verse 3. "It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore." The anointing with which Aaron was anointed is the blessing that comes from God. And for us, we have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. "For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore." So while we live on earth, we can be empowered by the Holy Spirit. We can receive the empowering of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and experience God's kingdom, and manifest his kingdom while we are here on earth by the unction and the power of the Holy Spirit. While David reigned as king of Israel, he would not be shaken by his enemies. David would not be shaken by his enemies because his faith was in the Lord who had promised him victory. Psalm 21 verse 7. "For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the steadfast love of the Most High, he shall not be moved." He shall not be moved. Psalm 16 verse 8. "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken." Psalm 55 verse 22. "Cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 121 verse 3. "He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber." Psalm 21 verse 7 is the declaration of David's faith. Psalm 21 verse 7. The declaration of David's faith. It is actually the central verse in the psalm. Psalm 21 verse 7. "For the king trusts in the Lord. For the king trusts in the Lord. And through the steadfast love of the Most High, he shall not be moved." We, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are kings because we are God's children bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, his son. Jesus Christ, our Lord, has made us kings and priests because he loves us. And he has washed away our sins by his blood. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood." You see that? A royal priesthood, kings and priests. "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." So today, God wants us to reign in life. Reign over every difficult situation. Reign over the attacks of the enemy. Experience the victory that God gives. So today, that's what God wants us to experience, to reign in life. We are seated with him in the heavenly realms, and we are called to manifest his kingdom on earth. That's why Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, that you may proclaim, verse 9, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Psalm 21 verse 7, David is rejoicing in God-given stability. In verse 7 he says, "For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the steadfast love of the Most High, he shall not be moved." This is God-given stability, God-given security. So we too, as God's children, we can rejoice in God's strength. We can rejoice in God's salvation, God's deliverance. We can rejoice in God's provision for us. We can rejoice in God-given stability. And all of this is for the glory of God. Psalm 21 verse 5. His glory is great. Through your salvation, splendor and majesty you bestow on him. Now the problem is, many believers today fail to see themselves as kings. They are like the children of Israel. They are wandering in the wilderness, refusing to enter the promised land. God has provided us, his children, abundance of spiritual blessings so that we can live as kings. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He has raised us up and seated us with him, and we stand on victory ground. Ephesians 2 verse 6. And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has given us his armor for the battle, and he fights for us. He fights on our behalf. Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord. You see that? He fights for us. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Ephesians 6 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. It is important that we enjoy the blessings of kingship and claim his blessings and start living in victory. This is what the world around us will see when we, as God's children, live manifesting God's kingdom on earth, living in victory over the world, the flesh and the devil, manifesting the kingdom of God, manifesting the kingdom of God on earth while we live here. Ephesians 1 verses 18 to 23. Paul is praying for the Ephesian church, and this is a prayer that we must pray too. Ephesians 1, 18 to 23. Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance? What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. You see, God wants us, his church, to manifest his kingdom on earth. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. God wants his church to be filled with every provision, every spiritual blessing that he has bestowed upon us. And he wants us to live lives of victory in this world over the world, the flesh and the devil, and experience the joy of deliverance, the joy of salvation. Why live a spiritually bankrupt life when you can live as a victorious king? Why live a spiritually bankrupt life when you can live as a victorious king? Shall we pray?